Some local skirmishes in the body of artist Rada Iva Sibila, this time on Culture File. Sibila is one of three Croatian artists who was in Dublin recently at Palace Projects for a group show and performance called One Must Imagine Sisyphus Happy. Sibila's contribution was a performance and soundscape installation, channeling her spoken words, captured as she experiences the pain of her arthritis in various positions, as well as sounds collected from her own body. From clattering teeth to heartbeats, Culturefile's Niamh Daly went to record some vital signs.
I think in performative practices, I usually find some kind of a release. I like to think of my body as something else and trying to transform it or make mutations or kind of even maybe mutilate it to some degrees, make it into something else. My name is Rada Iva Sibila. I'm from Zagreb. I'm currently studying at Fine Arts Academy in Zagreb. I'm getting my master's. I'm a performer, experimental sound engineer, and a musician, I guess. I'm interested in the topics of altered mental states, fragile mental states, body and what body is, what it represents in a feminist context and in biological context. I work with my body, so I often find myself in performative practices. Also 3D animation. I can imagine spaces, and the 3D spaces give me the ability of making something that is more unreal in a way, uncanny. So uncanny would also be one of the things I'm interested in. Also sound. When I make songs, it gives me this certain I can breathe when I'm in the bubble. I think nothing else exists and I'm just there in the moment. And with art, I can kind of see it, not chronologically, but from all points of view. And that kind of freaks me out sometimes. So it's nice to just have that space of music to run away to. Yeah. In my work, I often think about my body as, first of all, female body. So that context is kind of important to me. Also, just my body as like an engine that works for me in a sense. Where my body is placed in society, how other people see it, how I view it, how other people viewing it makes me view it, and what I can do about it, how can I transcend the idea of freedom of the body, because also from a feminist, I would say, perspective, and also just from like a material, biological perspective, we're kind of slaves to our body. I have my bladder that I need to empty. I need to breathe, I need to eat, my teeth, everything is kind of repulsive to me. I kind of hate the idea of having the body, but also I am amazed by it. So that's also something I work with. When I was 18, I did go through a psychosis clinical, and I was hospitalized for 2 months. So I remember my state of mind then, and that's where I think I can like draw a parallel to the drive I feel in art. But I think like playing with the unconsciousness and dreaming, and also writing and automatical writing and imagining things, I have this, I guess you can say, practice before I go to sleep. I just imagine things and some sort of visions or motives or colors or shapes just come to me. So yeah, I think that is a way of altered mental states. So the work in this exhibition is a sound piece that is on 4 speakers. I use the sound of my voice and the sound of my body. So recordings of my teeth. The sound of my heart beating, the sound of my stomach growling, and my hair, twisting my hair and pulling my hair. Yeah, so things that happen or that I hear or become aware of when it's kind of a really stressful situation. So when my heart starts beating, suddenly I'm just aware of it and it's just happening and I know I have to deal with it. So from that sense, I was thinking about myself kind of being one entity, let's say, and my heart being another. So I was working through the relationship of me and my parts of my body. We were not in a good relationship, so I kind of personified parts of my body, and they are not nice. And I mean, I'm also not nice to them. Kind of dark entities.
Sometimes I feel as though I'm punishing my insides, my stomach. It snarls, hisses, growls, claws.
What I did with sound is I tried to create this world, I guess, where me and the entities, my monsters, will live.
Its appetite gone. As if it, he has consumed itself and me from the inside out.
It's a world of, I guess, corruption and actually kind of evil. And I think me, in that world, I also accept myself as not a perfect being, right? I also have arthritis, genetic. So what happens is my white blood cells attack my body that is actually working fine. So I was also working from that, as my body is actually not nice to me or to itself or to my organs. So that also is why the world is not very good, I say. But in that world, I do accept myself also as a not perfect being and not a heroine or a princess longing for salvation. I accept my flaws and I accept them also. And we do maybe fight, but it works. It works, and the chaos actually makes everything feel okay.
Artist Radha Eva Sabila there, and the reporter was Niamh Daly.